In Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Dr. Kirsten Zemke, wonderful to see you. Can only imagine what adventures you've been having since we last spoke about the whiskey jug. Tess has got some, she got sent some jug porn.
Oh, yeah, I should
what?
Show you.
What?
Someone sent me, someone emailed me.
Why ruin it?
No.
It added to it, I thought.
No, it wasn't.
Fanned the flames.
It wasn't like that. Look, someone just.
Well, Mark, not for you, but if the right. You make,
oh, the jug subject. Porn. Okay, not like no, jug porn.
No, whiskey, no, jug porn.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah, those are beautiful.
Let me give some context here. I got an email and.
You got sent some, okay.
The subject was jug, and there was nothing else. And it's a picture of a beautiful ceramic whiskey jug
that
for $25.
Ooh, I want it.
So if that's in someone's op shop somewhere.
It. Kids, the word porn means porn is a small shrimp. You know, you have porns.
I thought it was something that you took a loan out on an item and then you had to repay.
Yeah, yes. Yes, that's what it is. Kids,
anyway,
if you're
so
listening
this
in
week,
the car.
This week.
Did you hear that producing just then?
Produce me.
really oiled up the producing just then.
Okay,
so you're here for Travelling Tunes.
Yeah,
so what are the Travelling Tunes instrument today?
Little baby shrunken guitars.
Ukulele. Did you bring, do you have a ukulele?
I have a ukulele. I did not bring it. It's one that's got little pineapples.
I think you should pull it out from behind your ear or something. Look at that.
I should have. And I have a nose whistle. Remember last week? Jug I talked about, the nose whistle. I have one. It just looks like the sheep whistle, bigger plastic.
I thought you actually meant that your nose whistled.
Oh, yeah, it does that too.
Hey, look, I've got a bung arm and a nose whistle.
Let's just
refocus. We're talking about the miniaturized guitar,
yes,
or is it a different beast altogether?
You put your guitar in the wash.
Yeah.
And you don't use the delicate setting, and it shrinks.
The traditional guitar is an ancient instrument, formed from the mandolin and the lute.
The oud.
Came into its own in Europe. Would that be right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
the ukulele. Where?
But the ukulele.
Do tell.
It is and it isn't a Hawaiian instrument.
Oh, malaka laka huka maka wakia.
No, that is so racist.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure that it wasn't Hawaii?
No, I'm not sure. I am sure. Actually, I'm sure. But so what happened was the Hawaiians were not interested in doing a lot of the farming and were getting ill from all the colonization. So they brought some Portuguese over. This is the late 1800s, so it's not like super long ago.
Yeah, I can imagine living in Hawaii and thinking, hey, what are you guys working down this farm? No.
Yeah.
What are you guys not?
So they brought some Portuguese cowboys and they brought these smallish guitar instruments with them.
Were the Portuguese cowboys smaller in stature than
the
guitar was measuring the guitar to the man sort of thing, you know?
And they left after, you know, a couple seasons of, you know, sugar cane stuff. And they
this is more intriguing because the Portuguese, so they're coming from essentially Europe, and North Africa, Europe, and then so they're bringing what you would assume would be a big wide body whopping guitar.
I think it's because they were traveling cowboys, you know, you can only take small bits.
Like one carry on.
Yes. And so so they left some there and the Hawaiians fell in love with them and gave it the name ukulele and started playing it. So it is and it isn't Hawaiian. Like it's a Portuguese derivative, but the actual small version that now everybody plays and the music and everything is all related.
The culture built around it.
Yeah. And the other thing that I guess sort of defends it being Hawaiian is the Hawaiian royalty all played it. They played it. They wrote songs. One of the
King Kamehameha.
Yes. Well, he's a real person. Yes, but this was King Kalakaua. But anyway,
excuse me.
But they played it, and famously, like Queen Emma. I don't want to say her Hawaiian name and butcher their beautiful language, but she wrote the famous Aloha Oe song on the ukulele. Yes, that's right. And that's, I guess, what kind of makes it Hawaiian. And then from there, everyone else that got it from Hawaii. So it is and it isn't. So I noticed the Wikipedia page has changed like in the last 3 years, really emphasizing this Hawaiian. They've obviously got some ethnomusicologists sort of changed that it is a Hawaiian instrument. Like we know it's not technically, but it
does. They don't really have a whole lot of instruments they can call their own, do they?
Yeah, gourds. They're gourd players. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
I mean, I'm sure gourds are going to come back into fashion, but right now,
you get a bit hungry.
We're not on the gourd years.
You're out of your gourd.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So I mean, so ukuleles, that's where they're focusing their energy on at the moment. That's cool. Cool.
Yeah. So they've taken it as a Hawaiian instrument, and it also sort of breathes and signifies as Hawaiian or Pacific. Mm. And like, you know, you get Pacific.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson plays it.
Does he?
I did in a movie anyway, and I assumed that. Actually, just right there, I just thought, hey, just because he played the movie doesn't mean he actually played it the
well,
movie.
Well, I noticed, you know, you'll notice sort of Pacific, bands and or rappers will use the ukulele to sort of signify as Pacific. Mm. Like, it has that meaning. They're not just picking up as an interesting instrument. They're saying, I want to sound Pacific.
I'm a big fan of the feel style. Are you a fan of
this?
I love feel style.
What song did you want to start with?
Okay, well, let's play... Tiny Tim.
Oh, good lord.
This is so weird. This is.
My dear friends. Well, here I am on record at last.
Come on, before you stop.
He's so cute, though.
He's cute. Is he?
Well, the sound of it.
Is he? If you opened up your wardrobe, you didn't know there was a person in there and it was him. You'd be like. You don't know what it looks like.
No, but I mean the sound.
Okay,
of
Google
it right
now.
Can you do that?
This is
why I wanted to stop.
Yeah, you're going to be. You're going to regret.
It's radio. I don't think I want to.
It'd be great if we had a doctor here who could accurately describe him for us. Doctor.
I wish you could see that face. That is a face.
I don't want to have to describe that on air.
I tweeted Russell Brand because I think he should do the biopic. Don't you reckon?
Like Russell Brand and Gerard Depardieu sort of smashed together.
To be here with you on my first album.
I'm
so happy, lucky me.
Actually, does sound a bit like Russell Brand.
You can really hear that ukulele though.
What the hell is going on with Tiny Tim? Different times, different times.
It's definitely a jingle.
This is
has long, curly, grey, black hair.
It looks a bit like Weird Al Yankovic, sort of, a wee bit, doesn't he?
Deep set, gothic, horror movie eyes. He wore black capes. He sang falsetto.
He's like the guy from, one with the minions in it? What's that movie?
Yes.
Yeah, but with a drag wig on.
I know, yeah, he looks like Transparent. He looks like...
Yes. We're losing the ukulele, though, aren't we?
Yeah, that
we've
was
lost
his
it.
Instrument.
But we're losing it in the song now. It's gone.
But that's what he played.
Yeah.
That was at the forefront. That's what he held, and it was Tiny.
He actually had a massive hit with it, with Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips, yeah. And this one were huge hits.
What year was this?
68!
68, when people were doing that original LSD?
Yeah,
can you imagine being on LSD and then turning this on the radio?
No! No Beatles, no Rolling Stones, no Woodstock. This.
Pre-hip-hop. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Ooh, so, Tiny Tim's are great. What a great thing to do a school project on. If you're on your way to school for the last day of term and you're thinking, if you just bank that one, just bank the. What's your project going to be on? Do it on a famous performer called Tiny Tim.
I think
that'll
there was a lot of variety shows back then. He played in Greenwich Village for, you know, like
yeah,
sort
yeah,
of...
so did Jeff Buckley, but there's a huge difference.
But, I mean, there was a space for oddness, I think.
I think there's always. I think I tell you what.
He existed in odd spaces.
I for one, encourage oddness.
Good.
And but that's just it's a little bit. No, fair enough.
This next guy, our next track, he's more
ukulele.
He's more. We're gonna play James Hill. He's more from this modern generation that cheap ukuleles, easy to buy, great to teach kids on because they can sing with it. Not like a recorder, you know, you can't sing.
The strings are made out of catgut, whatever it is.
Well, now
plastic,
they're plastic,
just plastic.
I have to tell you, Kirsten, I was actually in the ukulele club at high school.
Stop, you kept that quiet for about an instrument and a half, didn't you?
Me and one other person.
Oh.
We played an assembly. We played James Blunt, You're Beautiful.
Yes, that's a popular one now.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, where's your ukulele? Is that where you're hoping
it's
that she was going to bring her
it's
one?
At home.
What do you mean it's at home?
It's at home.
Have you got a jug at home as well?
No.
You sure?
Well, I might buy that one from the Glen Eden Hospice, by
the way. Yeah,
the
text came and said that.
I want it too.
Yeah.
I want it too. Well,
Glen Eden Hospice, you guys. Let's
listen to this ukulele. It manages to, I mean, it's on a lot of ads too, I notice, nowadays. It's made its way into the popular modern, I'm trying to save up to buy a house, sort of hipster sort of, you know what I mean?
Well,
sort of
it is hipster.
Sustainable living, take out a bank loan sort of.
Because they're cheap, they're portable, they're wonderful to sing with, they're versatile.
What was that? What was the band, was it the Wellington Ukulele?
Yes, yes. Now, the ukulele you're hearing 90% of the time, the little one, is actually the soprano ukulele.
The soprano ukulele?
Yeah. Now, the tenor ukulele actually is more like just a mini guitar, and it's tuned like a guitar. It's the soprano
four strings,
ukulele.
Four strings or six strings?
It's five, I think, the tenor.
Five, right,
now, the soprano is the one that's the My Dog Has Fleas tuning.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep.
Yes. And so that's the one that actually you're seeing. Because there are, in Hawaii, they'll play what they call a ukulele, but it's tuned like a guitar. You play it like a guitar, and it's just a little smaller. And that's a tenor.
Yeah, I mean, what are you paying for a proper performance ukulele?
I don't know about performance, but for just, you can get them as cheap as 30. But you can get a nicer one for like 70.
Like you can even go cheaper. Like you can go
15
to like a $2 shop.
$2 shop. You can go to the $2 shops. You're looking at everything that's above like $7 or $8.
If you're just wanting to try it out, you know, if you're just wanting to give it a go.
In the 1950s,
ukulele rookie.
In the 1950s.
Tessa, you were once a ukulele rookie. You started out and then you joined the ukulele club.
She was only two of us in the
rubbish.
Club.
You played at assembly.
Ukulele lady. Yeah, that's a song, you know.
I haven't picked it up in a while. So I'm a bit rusty.
is that the vernacular?
I'm a bit rusty.
Hey, should we pick up?
Ooh.
You know, I feel like I shouldn't need
do
to.
A pick
I think up. I need to do a pickup. Yeah.
Now, so, who's the third song?
This is famous rock star. Like, apparently, a lot of famous rock stars love the ukulele. Pick it up, play it.
Well, this is saying it's carry on. It's carry on size. You know, you could sit there in business class just twinkling out your bloody
So it has lost some of its Hawaiian signification, right? You know what I mean? Not everybody goes bing Hawaii.
This is what's happened in the modern world, Kirsten, with so much travel so easy nowadays, and we crisscross and international borders.
That's right. So now, you know, it doesn't always have to. So this is Eddie Vedder.
Oh yeah. Tell you what, I was going to play a bit of Eddie Vedder on the show, actually. I had a little moment with Eddie Vedder, listening to some Eddie Vedder.
He did a whole album on ukulele.
I wouldn't have done that if I was him, but yeah.
Not today.
I do love Eddie.
Jeff Buckley cover, which I was going to pick, but I couldn't find it.
By Eddie Vedder?
No. Who was it by? The cover.
I think people think it's plinky plonky. It's beautiful. It's nice.
I don't know if I'd listen to a whole album. I love Eddie Vedder's voice so much.
I think live.
I think
live you'd listen to this.
And I think if you're going to wheel out a massive, great big industrial, commercial grade box of sincerity, Eddie Vedder is your man, you know? He never sort of does things and goes, just kidding.
Oh no, he's real.
You know what? I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, a text message has come in here, which I'm delighted to be reminded of this. Mike Chung, former member of legendary Foundation of Split Ends, Mike Chung, and now one of the most important people in the growth of music in this country. He replaced the recorder. Remember, we've talked about the recorder. Come on, Tess. Don't tell me you're in that club as well.
Well, I played it in primary school. Who
no,
didn't?
And then what did you do with
Who
it?
Who didn't?
This is the thing. You played in primary school and then you went home and went around the house, drove your parents crazy, and they burned it.
I actually played the clarinet for a while.
Different. There's clarinet is a sophisticated instrument of that tells
it's just
a story.
A morphed form of the recorder,
no, a recorder's a horrible thing.
Yeah, but see, with a
horrible test, I tell you.
Ukulele, you can sing with it, and a recorder, it stops the children singing. And
we have a no recorder rule in our house. If someone brings it in, we ask them to go put it back in the car or take it home. If we find one, we give it to other kids to take home and say, go play that in front of your parents.
I mean, it has its place, and again, it's cheap, it's portable. But yeah, there was
a ukulele.
And I would not give Mike Chung the credit for that. I would say it was Bill Savesi.
No, but he changed it as the go-to instrument in schools.
No, I would say it was Bill Savesi.
Okay, all right, Bill Savesi.
Now, he maybe got Mike Chung on
legend,
side.
By the way. Yeah.
He maybe got Mike Chung on side, who, you know, who
Mike,
had
maybe
the
Mike Thomas trying to impress
it.
Bill Savisi, do you think? have you ever been to the beautiful island, the Cook Islands?
Yes, I have.
How about that dude that when you get to the like, every single plane that lands in Rarotonga and the Cook Islands? Have you ever been to the Cook Islands? Beautiful Rarotonga. When you arrive, there's a guy who's just stands there in the airport playing a ukulele and singing the whole time.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome everybody. Hi, welcome.
And then he turns around and plays it to the leaving guys. And he plays Heidi Ra and then Heidi Mai for the different.
Like, every plane that lands and every plane that's every departure and every arrival and the airport. Then you know what? It's a leveler. It just makes you go, I'm home.
So if you want to do some more ukulele, everyone knows Israel Kamakava Viva. Ole.
Yeah, hard out. Is he the guy that played with Pearl Jam as well?
He's the big guy that plays Somewhere of the Rainbow.
Yeah, that's the guy that plays
But there's also Jake Shimabukuro,
he's the one who did the Jeff Buckley cover, isn't he?
Probably. He's just a total virtuoso player, and he takes out the best ukulele award every year in Hawaii. So, But you know, it goes.
You got someone like that just steamrolling in and just knocking it everywhere. It's like it's going to be annoying, but I call it the P Money paradox. Because P Money was just winning those contests all the time. He was the turntablist here in New Zealand. And then someone came, and then you had these hungry youngsters. Hey, you're just biding their time, just going, I can wait another year. I can wait another 4 years. I can wait another 7 years. And then boom, they get boom. And he does the right thing, just stands back and lets them take their rightful place. You know,
P winner.
Wind it up, Tess. Is that what you're saying? I hear what you're saying. Hey, if you're out there playing the ukulele, there's a lot of a lot of text messages coming in asking me to play a Brazilian version of the ukulele. It's played in many sexy summer tunes, and that's called the Cavaquinho.
Ooh.
Have you heard of that before?
No, I haven't. I want to. Barajuanto.
Cavaquinho.com.
You guys.
Oh, my God. Adrian Edmondson and the Bad Shepherds play ukulele punk in new wave songs.
Rick.
From the young ones.
No, he's not
that's
Rick.
Vivian! And, you know, awesome. See, it turns out Captain Festus, of course, who you would have heard on the kids' show here, someone's saying, play the Wellington Ukulele Orchestra's cover of Africa by Toto. Can you find that?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Did you see that? That was a really nice message.
I did see that. Could you dial that up, Tess?
I'll dial it
can
up.
Can you wave your production wand?
And do I say yay. Let's just, you know, let ukulele take over the airwaves this morning.
No more dead Kennedys.
We're going to have...
What do you mean no more
dead
Kennedys?
Do you have something for next week? Or is it a secret?
Pressure.
Well,
oh, no, I'm just
wondering. Never a secret.
I was thinking I'm
this
not...
is the moment. This is the moment where we
I know. And then Mikey goes, no! And then I
is that what I sound
make
like?
Him fall in love.
Yes.
If you fall in love.
All right.
Just waiting to find out what the instrument is for next week, Sarah. Just waiting on Kirsten here.
I think it's going to be a surprise.
It's going to be a surprise.
No, it's not. Right. I don't want any surprises. I don't want it. No, we're not going anywhere until we...
I'll let you know before the show. Or do you know now?
Yes. It's not an instrument. We're doing naughty songs in the 1930s.
Naughty songs from the 1930s.
Thank you, Kirsten.
Sorry,
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.